For this morning's public reading of the Word of the Living God, faithfully given in, by inspiration and faithfully preserved by the true churches of Christ, turn with me to Luke chapter 5, verse 33. 33 to 39. We're going to be wrapping up Luke chapter 5 here this morning. Luke chapter 5, verse 33 to 39. And they said unto him, Why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but thine eat and drink? And he said unto them, Can ye make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. And he spake also a parable unto them, No man putteth a piece of a new garment upon an old. If otherwise, then both the new maketh the rent in the piece that was taken out of the new, agree it not with the old. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilt, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. No man having drunk old wine straightway desire it new, for he saith, The old is better. Please be seated, and may God choose to bless his word. Well, in verses 33 to 35, we have an encounter where the religious leaders come to Jesus' disciples, and they've made an observation over time. They've noticed a slight difference between John the Baptist and his followers and Jesus and his 12. And they bring this up, I believe, knowing the Pharisees, that they never had any intention to learn anything, but their design and devices was always to tempt, to ridicule, to find error, to mock, or to cause a division. And I think that's what's going on here. They say John the Baptist and his disciples seem to fast quite often, and they make much prayer. However, the disciples of the Pharisees do the same. A lot of fasting, a lot of prayer, especially in public, in order to be seen of others. All you got to do is read Matthew 23 for a further commentary on the prayer life of the Pharisees. And so this accusation is brought up. The religious leaders, those to whom the people at this point were looking to for spiritual guidance, they fast quite often, and they prayed quite often. And it seemed that John the Baptist's followers did likewise. But then they throw this in Jesus' face in verse 33, But thine, all they do is eat and drink. They're having a grand time. They don't seem to mortify the body. They don't seem to put the body to any personal neglect by starving it and spending more time in prayer than eating and drinking. Now notice Jesus' reaction. He said unto them, Can ye make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? Well, in this illustration, the bridegroom is represented by the Lord Jesus Christ, and the children of the bride chamber are represented by his disciples. Jesus is 12 in this case. So what Jesus basically is saying is, while I am with the children of the bride chamber, we're going to do things my way. We're going to eat and drink. We're going to have a public ministry. We're going to heal, raise the dead. My ministry is a public ministry. It's open to all. No secret society. But, verse 35, but the days will come. So this is prophetic. And we've got to ask ourselves the question, was this ever fulfilled? When the bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ, shall be taken away from them. Is that not the ascension? And then shall they, the children of the bridegroom, fast in those days. And all you got to do is read what book of the New Testament to see the fulfillment of verse 35, the book of Acts. There you find the church praying on different occasions for different reasons at different times. And prayer and fasting done together in the life of the early church and churches and in the lives of the apostles. So it did come about. But while Jesus was with them, things were going to be done a certain way, as opposed to John and his disciples, and as opposed to the way the Pharisees abused the system. And then he offers this parable, which I believe myself personally, and hopefully I'm not wrong on this, is the fact that here, I think Jesus here is comparing the old covenant with the new covenant. No man putteth a piece of a new garment, which I believe represents the new covenant, upon an old, which is the old covenant, the old Levitical system. If otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilt, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. So I think here Jesus is showing that John the Baptist and the Pharisees, okay, were acting under a particular understanding, a particular dispensation, the old covenant. Now Jesus comes on the scene, and he's going to be implementing a new covenant with new realities and new applications. No man having drunk old wine straightway desireth new, for he saith, the old is better. And so, my dear friends, we see here that Jesus made a prediction. Verse 35. The days will come when the bridegroom, speaking of himself, shall be taken away from them. That's the ascension. Luke 24, Acts 1. Then, in those days, shall they fast. And again, all you got to do is read the book of Acts, and you will see this prophecy uttered by Jesus becomes a reality. Well, may God choose to bless his word.